This is WSKG News. Governor Cuomo is pushing a plan that he says could cut property taxes in New York. It would require county leaders to develop a cost-cutting plan and let the voters decide whether it's a good idea. Karen DeWitt has the details.
Governor Cuomo does not directly control the local property tax, but he wants to require county executives to do something about the state's highest in the nation rates. Under his plan, the county leaders would develop cost-cutting blueprints, then submit them for a statewide ballot proposal so voters could decide whether they want the reductions or not.
Take that plan and put it on the ballot in November so people can vote on the plan. And the citizens can vote yes or no, and the citizens can tell you whether they think you're doing a good enough job spending their money or not. It's about time people have a say in how their money is spent.
Cuomo says the cost-cutting plan should focus on eliminating duplicative services and consider joint purchases of expensive equipment like snowplows and ambulances. The governor spoke in Westchester County, where he singled out the governance there as an example, saying 425 separate entities is too many.
Imagine if this was a private corporation in Westchester with 425 branch offices, all basically performing the same service, right? Fire, water, sewer, roads, all basically doing the same thing, but all doing it in total isolation without any coordination with any of the others. It is insanity. Insanity.
Coincidentally, the Westchester County executive, Rob Astorino, ran against Cuomo for governor in 2014. Astorino, who was not invited to the speech, in a statement called Cuomo shameless and said the event was a political rally masquerading as a State of the State address. Other county leaders across the state were caught somewhat off guard by the proposal, which a source says was first floated last December as part of a potential special session before it was rejected by lawmakers. New York State Association of Counties Executive Director Steve Aquario did not dismiss the idea out of hand.
The state is saying to people here about time that they have a say in how their money is spent.
But he says the plan does not address the elephant in the room, and that is that counties run many expensive programs mandated by the state but are forced to come up with much of the money themselves. Counties pay a large chunk of Medicaid health care for the poor, though the state does fund some yearly increases. Counties also foot the bill for legal services for the indigent. Cuomo, on December 31st, vetoed a bill by the legislature. It would help bail the counties out and provide funding for some legal services. Aquario says counties could turn the tables on Cuomo and propose that the state fully fund health care and legal representation for the poor, as well as other unfunded mandates, then give those choices to voters.
As part of the forced efficiency plans, you'd see local governments suggesting ways for the state to pay for Medicaid and have the people vote on that within their localities.
Aquario served on a mandate relief task force created by Cuomo several years ago. He says counties offered ideas, but nothing came of the panel. And he says counties are already consolidating services.
If there are savings that are left out there right now, we're going to try to get them. We don't need the state to tell us to do that. The people hold us accountable locally in this regard.
The state's business council took the middle road, saying they're pleased that Cuomo is focusing on reducing high property taxes, but it's just one step, and that other actions need to be taken to reduce workers' compensation, pension, and other costs. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.